The fate of New York Stock Exchange chairman Richard Grasso is growing a little more tenuous. Grasso is involved in a controversy over the $140 million benefits package that his organization's board of directors approved for him earlier this year. Critics say such a large payout is unseemly for an organization that's supposed to regulate publicly traded companies, and the Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating the way the package was approved. Yesterday, some top state financial officers urged Grasso to resign. NPR's Jim Zaroli is in New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did these state officials say, and why do they want Grasso to resign?
This was the state treasurer of California, Phil Angelides, and together with Sean Harrigan, who heads the California Public Employees Retirement System, which is the largest public pension fund in the country. Then later in the day, you had Alan Hevesy, the New York comptroller, and North Carolina treasurer Richard Moore, both of whom also oversee pension funds, weighing in. And they also had some variation on the idea that Grasso is hurting the credibility of the stock exchange. He's in no position to provide leadership in the area of corporate reform. Angelides referred to the fact that Grasso received a $5 million bonus for getting the markets back up after September 11th. He said he knew of no New York City firefighter who got a bonus like that. He also said he thought Grasso should agree to give some of the money back.
How much influence are these officials likely to have on Grasso?
Well, they don't have any direct control over what the board does, but they are major investors. They're part of a quietly building groundswell of opposition against Grasso. He's very popular still among a lot of people at the exchange. So I don't know whether he will ultimately be forced out. But even some of his supporters are now saying, you know, they're bothered by the size of the package, the way it was approved. And if this continues, it's going to be a big problem for the exchange. Public trust is everything in the markets. And it's going to be hard for Grasso to talk about things like corporate governance with this hanging over his head.
Well, the New York Times is reporting that a vice chairman of the exchange was actually suspended from his firm because of the statements he made about Grasso. What did he say that got him in so much trouble?
Yeah, the man involved is Robert Murphy, who sits on the compensation committee that approved the Grasso's pay. He basically just expressed some support for Grasso. He said, "I would hate to imagine the New York Stock Exchange without Dick. The problem is he works for a big specialist firm whose senior leaders have been kind of critical of Grasso, and it seems like they're unhappy with the fact that he spoke out of turn." So the Times says he's not been fired, but he has been banished while the firm tries to decide what to do with him. I think all this just points to how ambivalent Wall Street is right now about what's going on. A lot of people still don't know how to react. You have to keep in mind Grasso didn't do anything illegal. There weren't any shareholders that lost money as a result of this. You know, the board just decided to give him a lot of money, and he took it. It's just that it looks really greedy for a man to take a payout that's several times the size of his organization's annual profit.
There's supposed to be a meeting tomorrow among floor traders at the exchange to talk about the Grasso situation. What's likely to come out of that?
Well, that will be important. The floor traders, you know, the people who own seats on the exchange, they really are the New York Stock Exchange. And as I've said, they generally like Grasso. He came up through the ranks. He spent his career there. They've been very happy with the job he's done. But now that seems to be changing somewhat. So some of the traders have even circulated a petition calling for his resignation. So I think some of the board members are just trying to decide, you know, how deep the opposition to Grasso really is and what people want them to do. And they'll get a chance to do that tomorrow.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.